The media hacks at Fox News are being called out for pretending to push back, pretending being the key word, against woke culture on air while making their own employees participate in it behind the scenes. The latest report on Fox News hypocrisy comes from the Daily Signal. In it, they claim Fox News tells its employees that they can use any bathroom they identify or align with. They even pressured employees to refer to other Fox employees by their preferred pronouns. Now, if this all sounds familiar, it's because we've been covering this for over a year now on The Absolute Truth. As our senior producer and former Fox Corp producer Brianna Morello told us, Fox News executives even had their preferred pronouns in their email signatures a while ago. We even saw that publicly on LinkedIn. As we previously reported, Fox News was even paying its employees a bonus to get the experimental COVID vaccines and disclose their status to human resources. And if that wasn't bad enough, former Fox Corp reporter Ivory Hecker literally read line by line the Fox Corp employee handbook last year on her podcast with Brianna. Take a listen.
So Fox Corporation employee handbook, they have multiple pages all on gender transition. Gender transition, the company is dedicated to expanding and strengthening our current effort to sustain a more inclusive work environment. And so they make sure that we all know the definition cisgender, gender fluid, non-binary. Fox Corp has this all. And of course, transgender. And then they have a whole plan for if you want to switch your gender, you just say the word and they will give you that time off. People don't know behind the scenes, this is the same company that Tucker Carlson works for.
And speaking of Tuckers, you get it, Tuckers. Dylan Mulvaney even received protective status from Fox News. The Daily Signal claims Tucker's producers had to fight to use Mulvaney's biological pronouns on the show, meaning calling he a he. But don't just take our word for it. When they're not pushing Bruce Jenner and heels down your throat, they're pumping their woke nonsense into their stories. Remember this attempt that Fox News made to normalize transgenderism amongst American families? Listen.
14-year-old Rylan Whittington is a typical Southern California teenager. And the Whittingtons, along with mom Hillary, dad Jeff, and sister Brinley, are a typical family. The only difference, though, in Rylan's eyes, is what this family can mean to the tens of thousands of kids under 18 who identify as transgender.
We put our story out there so people could see that, like, there's another family out there that is going through what we're going through, or there's another family who's proud of who they are.
Before Rylan could even speak, he managed to tell his parents that he is a boy.
I could just see that it wasn't him trying to be a brat. It was like painful. It was truly painful for him to have to wear feminine clothing and for us constantly telling him that you're a girl.
And unlike some trans kids, when Rylan came out at age 5 a few years later, he had the full support of his parents.
And it doesn't stop there. The Murdochs also own the New York Post. In one article, a convicted violent rapist who only declared he was transgender after being sent to jail is referred to by his preferred pronouns throughout the story. And just yesterday, TMZ, which is also owned by the Murdochs, sent this tweet out. The tweet touts a biological man named Jazz Jennings feeling confident and healthy as he continues to play pretend and dress up as a female. And join us now to discuss as AMP News host of Counter Narrative and media whistleblower Christy Lee. Christy, good to see you again. You know, we've been talking about Fox, you and I, for a while, and it just kind of continues to dribble out, right? Kind of what we knew what was going on behind the scenes and what the employees are forced to comply with. The anchors on air pretend to be against it, but it only seems like Tucker Carlson and his producers, it seems like they were the only ones to push back. You were a corporate media anchor. What does this disconnect say? I have to wonder, because I was in, you know, corporate-ish media. I wasn't an anchor at the time, but I was a reporter. I refused to go along with this nonsense, though it wasn't shoved down my throat in the same way. I mean, the anchors and the hosts at Fox know what's going on and the hypocrisy behind the scenes, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I mean, their scapegoat on this is that, oh, we're just following, we're based in New York, we're just following the local guidelines and things like that. But you were showing that handbook, and I just couldn't help but think, like, oh my goodness, how big is that handbook going to be as the years go on? Because as you know, when you have no basis for absolute truth, when there's no such thing as truth, everything's relative. And that's why we continue to have the flag changed so many times and so many new terms, because when you don't have that definition, you know, when there is no black and white, when everything is just like, oh, we can just continue to make things up as we go, then they're just going to continue to expand until it's just complete ridiculousness. But as I was watching those other stories that you were showing, you know, Jess Jennings and those other things, I just felt so sad, you know, as a parent. And I think that sometimes we have to be careful about the anger we feel and the outrage and like, oh, see, again, here's another example of how Fox was a wolf in sheep's clothing and they're just bending the knee to the woke situation and they were pretending to be conservative, but look at them. I mean, I think we really need to kind of resist that and remind ourselves that this isn't a conservative or Republican versus Democrat issue or anything like this. That this is a humanitarian issue. Like, this is tragic. This is sad. I mean, this is hurting the hearts and minds of our children. I mean, I've seen compilations of Jazz Jennings and her, you know, all the time she's cried. And, you know, she has a lifelong battle of pain and confusion. And so I think we also need to fight for getting into that sides that they try to push us in, the sides, and be like, no, this isn't a conservative media versus or supposed conservative media versus liberal media issue. This is a humanitarian issue. This is harming our youth, you know, and really get back to, like, again, mm-hmm. the name of your show, the absolute truth of the whole situation.
And I agree with that. I think the way I'm looking at it from the media angle is that when you have a so-called conservative network like Fox News or something that's not, you know, supposed to be state-sponsored propaganda, and they do these human interest, warm stories on a kid like Ryland, transgenderism is a social contagion. And we know that companies or like dark money like Arabella Investors are going to groups even like CPAC or has in the past to, from what I understand based on reporting, to push this idea to conservatives to make it seem like it's kind of okay. And that's where I feel like it's okay to continually slam Fox News on it while, yes, remembering that these kids are suffering and they are the product of this propaganda.
Yeah, I mean, it's just yet another example of how sometimes it's actually even more dangerous to believe the things that we think are safe, because that makes it even worse. You know, you have all these people that are trusting Fox to actually be the good, you know, and to not peddle lies like we saw happen with MSNBC and CNN to that level. And, you know, it builds that trust, and then it becomes even more dangerous because look what they were seeping in and look what's actually happening behind the scenes. We also have another example of how these newsrooms are being polluted by a younger generation that's just coming out of liberal colleges. And, you know, they're hiring these green reporters and producers that are going to, you know, advocate for these things like it's some social justice or showing compassion. I think that we just need to continue to battle it with the truth that this isn't compassionate. This is clearly destroying our next generation. You know, these people are still being hurt. You know, we recently just had that cover that article about NIH funding a study of minors transitioning, and two of them committed suicide and 11 of them had suicidal ideations. And this was taxpayer funded. I mean, this is not compassionate. This is peddling of the lies, and you need to call it out continue to call it out for what it is.
Yeah. And speaking of which is rare, from the Daily Wire, Matt Walsh, a Daily Wire, I guess contributor, is calling out Fox News, saying that he's been banned from the network. Take a listen.
I have been blacklisted by the network due to my frank condemnation of trans ideology. And this is not, I will tell you, news to me. In fact, I personally began hearing from sources inside Fox dating back to last June. that the decision had been made to block me from appearing on any Fox show because of my anti-trans ideology stance, especially after I criticized that Fox segment promoting the transing of kids. I used to appear frequently on Laura Ingraham's show and Jesse Waters. In the past, I'd made numerous appearances on Fox and Friends in the morning. All of that went away. And this was not a surprise to me. I figured that would probably happen when I called them out for promoting child grooming.
We're almost out of time, Chrissy, but your just real quick reaction to that. I'm sure he's welcome on your show.
Well, it's not a surprise to me. I mean, how many people have you and I interviewed on our shows that are truly independent and they have said, you know, I used to be on Fox. I'm not anymore. I mean, I can't tell you how many guests I've had that said I used to be welcome there, but not anymore. You know, so just it's just more exposure all of the time and more of a reason to watch things like Absolute Truth and A Counter Narrative on ampnews.us.
Great segue there and a great way to close. Thanks, Chrissy Lee. Like she said, you can go over and watch The Counter Narrative at ampnews.us. It's good to see you, Chrissy.
You too. Thanks.